now you need knowledge. You like go read. Read every book.
All those books?
Read all those books. And then read every book you can get your hands on. The Power of Positive Thinking, The Power of Intention. You go, whatever book you can get. Every book by John Maxwell. Get every book. Jim Rawls. Every book you can get, read it, read it, read it. That's going to build your mind, and your mind is going to give you the confidence, which will give you the competence, which will give you the confidence.
Facts.
So you need to read right now.
You need to grow your mind.
Yep. So you build your character.
Because what comes out of your mouth is what people will judge.
That's why they say thank you for your smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here in ACN, you guys know what ACN is? Like, what's the difference between you and Patrick Mazur or anyone else that was on the stage this weekend? I'll tell you what the difference is. It's actually a lot simpler than you guys think. You guys are going to give me some philosophical shit. I don't have time for that. So, the difference between you and the people on the stage is, one, their clothes are nicer than yours.
That's true.
But you don't need that much money in America to look good. Right? You can go to TJ Maxx, Plato's Closet, you can go to, you know, Marshall's, and go to, you know, a lot of places, you can get decent looking clothes, right? So the looking good part, right? You got that covered. Anybody can look good. So what's the other difference between you and every other RVP, SVP in this company? Is the word that's coming out of their mouth. There's only two things to ACN, looking good and the words that come out of your mouth.
Right.
When you learn to say what the RVPs and SVPs are saying and you have them to dress nice, you have what they have. But most people are lazy and they don't work on their language. And a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, they sound the same. They have the same. I was like learning quotes. I was like, oh, Les Brown. Don't let anybody else's opinion become your reality. I'm like, all right, then. You know, I was like, everything. I was listening, all these quotes, everything. George Zell, whoever. Anyone I can get a hold of, quotes, I was listening, I was learning. I was like, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. And I started saying all those things that I was reading in books, right? Everything. I was like, The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. And one of the things in there, it said, the way you think after you lose will determine how long it'll be until you win again. I used to take notes, everything in every book. Don't just read a book. Take notes out of it. Take notes out of it so you can become a part of you. So I was doing all those things. And then my language got better. And when your language gets better, you see how you will start attracting better people. Because people, so because Les Brown, right? I was listening to Les Brown. Actually, I was with Les Brown in March. We did an event in Atlanta.
What?
And he said, it's on my Instagram. And he said,
you peeped out.
Huh?
He said
when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are.
Nice. Yeah, it's true.
So you should be working on what the hell comes out of your mouth so hard in this business, because that is the difference between you, where you are now, and where you want to be in 6 months and 9 months. And what comes out of your mouth now and where you want to be is the difference.
And that is the game plan.
The game? That's not a game plan. That's a action. Game plan is where you're saying, I'm going to talk to, I'll present to 30 people a week. That's a game plan. You know, I'll do two home meetings a night. That's a game plan. Right? That's like, game plan is something that you can track. A game plan, right? When the Houston Rockets are playing, they have a game plan. They need to know, this is what we're going to do. You're guarding that guy. You're guarding this guy. This is their percentage. This is our percentages. This is where we can beat them. If we got more rebounds, if we do this, we can win. That's a game plan. Not like, we're going to go play hard. That's good. You should. But you need a game plan. Like, because whatever you track gets done.
Yes.
Whatever you track gets done. Right? So you need to be tracking that. Tracking your business. Tracking what you're doing. How many people you talk to, right? Mm. 7 days. How many people you talk to? Write a notebook down.
Yeah.
Their names, you know, everything.
Do it. More than words coming out. It's just in life in general, I'm guessing, as well. Because it goes to ACN, but also in life.
Everything in ACN applies to life.
Life, yeah.
Everything in ACN applies to life.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
The girl of your dreams is not in your life because of what comes out of your mouth. Change what comes out of your mouth, you have the girl of your dreams. Whatever you want is whatever comes out of your mouth.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't have the person. How come that person that I really want doesn't want me? Easy, comes out of your mouth.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Right. As a girl, she would tell you. She's been so many times, I promise you, as a girl, she's seen a guy look good. Like, oh, look good. Instagram, wow, look at those muscles. Wow, look at this. So sexy. Oh my God, look at those tattoos. Whatever it is, she thought it was so sexy. Right, whoever. And then the guy comes and opens his mouth and says some stupid shit, and she's like, oh, ruin my image. You would just shut up. Am I right?
Accurate.
So it applies in dating, but it applies in ACM. Prospects might look at you like, wow, look at this sharp young guy. You know, he's a young guy, but he's dressed so sharp, carries himself so well. And then he walks up to him, he's like, so y'all want to make some money? What comes out of your mouth is a bunch of BS, and you don't believe it, and it's not confident. Sorry, mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how good you look, doesn't matter how many people you talk to. Right?
Yeah.
You need
the entire
to work on your language.
Right.
Don't.
Oh.
This is guys.
So, that's a great number. So what I'm saying is, don't be lazy with your language.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, that's what kind of gets in their way.
Mm-hmm.
Be lazy with their language.
Are the blood communication?
También están traducidos en español, ¿verdad?
Distributed in English.
In English?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, communication is like the biggest thing in the world. Like communication.
Imagine if Elon Musk wants to build the Tesla,
right.
But you can't communicate it, who cares? Even if you give him $1 billion and he has the idea, but if he cannot communicate it, will Tesla exist? No. Who cares how big your goal and your dream is and how great ACN is? If you can't communicate it to the people that you're sitting in front of, it's nothing. It's bullshit.
Right.
Nobody cares.
That's why they make you present every slideshow that you do at school.
So you gotta be able to communicate your vision. Communicate it clearly to the people that you're talking to.
So
that's how you get the right people.
So our different view, but like texting, like, you know, when I prospect, it's just like on social media. So I don't know, like, texting gets off, like, you know, like, go out of work. I guess, like,
that's why you should try to get off of texting right away.
Right.
Like, get them off of texting. Like, oh, bro, what's your number? Texting, there's no urgency, there's no excitement, there's no conviction, because it's just words, right? You might be writing it, I'm so excited, there's a meeting Tuesday night, you gotta meet this guy, Mark Isaac, he's gonna be there, he's amazing.
Yeah.
And then they're reading it in their head, oh my God, I'm so excited. Right? And they're like, I gotta meet this guy,
Mark Isaac.
Hi.
Good night.
Hi.
Like, that's, like, you don't know how they're reading it in their head. Like, you said it excited, you're thinking, you're writing
yeah.
it excited, but they don't know. You gotta call eventually, you gotta get them off of text. Plus, texting, and that takes so much time.
Yeah.
Damn,
something you can say in 3 minutes conversation, will you be like all day waiting, responding? You'll take you like 9 hours to get through a freaking conversation because the person was doing this, and then they were doing that, and then all they didn't respond for 2 hours, and you go back, and I was like, oh, shit, what was I supposed to say next? And then all this stuff, like 2-3 minute conversation, it could have saved you like all this texting back and forth and waiting,
yeah.
and,
you know, trying to figure it out, what they're going to say.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys like
that? Grinding, bro.
Exist.
What are you guys doing this week?
Chilling.
Grinding,
learning.
Bro.
You guys are grinding?
Learning.
Grinding.
You guys having a PBR right now?
We're
We're
doing a PBR.
Damn.
You are invited.
You are invited.
Is this leadership?
Yes. Kind of.
Yeah.
Wow. You look like
about
these magic tricks.
2:30. Yeah, are you?
No.
Magic tricks. They're playing cards for me.
What are you guys doing then?
we drinking it up? That's
it. What?
Those
are birthday.
You
guys are seriously working.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not good worth it. Look at these guys, they're working.
Yep.
Yeah, have a good night.
Excess.
HR all the way.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody has a different point of view.
Yeah.
No. You have people. Don't try to get them off of texting or social media so you can get it done. Get them invited and get it done.
Definitely.
You know, it's okay to start a conversation there, but you want to get it off of there right away.
Yeah.
As fast as possible. You know, like, hey, bro, can I call you? You know. But then you see, you know, if they're serious. If they're like, nah, don't call me, just text me. It's a lame ass person.
Waste of time, man.
Yeah, they're not serious.
Yeah.
Les Brown says, seriously not serious. Seriously not serious.
Is your favorite author is Les Brown?
Hmm?
Who's your favorite author? Les Brown?
Les Brown is my favorite speaker, trainer. He's my favorite, man. He's the best. By far. Really cool guy. Hung out with him for a few hours, just me and him in Atlanta.
He'd sleep.
Cool ass guy.
Cool.
Really cool guy.
What was that guy's name, Tommy?
Which one?
The one that you were showing me about earlier downstairs.
Oh, Grant Cardone?
I'm going to his conference in Miami.
You're
going to his
conference?
Yeah, in
February. I'm taking like 3 grand.
I thought it was sold out.
No, he
just opened it up like a month.
Just opened it up?
Yeah. You can have
the tickets are expensive, huh?
It's 30,000.
VIP tickets. I know the VIP tickets are expensive, like the front row ones.
What's too expensive for your goals and dreams?
Ooh. Nothing is. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
So.
He put you on the spot.
Hey man, speaking real.
If you think about it this way. Just because. Even if it's sold out, you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Stand outside and say, hey, I'm a young entrepreneur. Does anybody have an extra ticket for the event? You think everybody that buys a ticket goes? You think everybody that paid $159 to register for Cleveland showed up?
No.
I bet you there's a whole bunch of people that can give you a free ticket for this event. International. Yeah, but some people said, oh, I can't afford it, therefore I'm not going. But the other ones are like, I'm going, I can't afford it, but I'm going to find a way to get in.
Right.
Those are the difference between the ones that create their future and the ones that let life happen to them. Most people let life happen to them. Other ones, the leaders, we create our future. Leaders choose their friends. They don't hang out with the person next to them. They don't hang out with somebody. Just because somebody's an ETT and you're an ETT, or somebody's an ETO and you're ETO, you hang out because you're ETO? No. You should hang out with people who are getting checks that you're not getting. So you can learn how to get their checks.
Yes.
Right.
So your mindset could revolve on you.
Yeah. So I'm in Chicago, but like on the first weekend of October, I'm coming back to Columbus for something called the Greatness Summit. Like all these people from like these authors and speakers and all these people are going to be there. It's like $800 for the ticket. So, for like 3 days.
Oh, okay.
But guess what? I'm going to, first of all, do you think broke people are going? No. Because broke people don't invest in their mindset. That's why they're broke. But I'm going to go. You know how many people are going to meet with a great mindset that are going to be like perfect prospects for ACN? If they pay $800 to go to a personal development conference, you think they won't pay $500 for an actual business?
It's a steal.
Yeah.
So, question is, who are you talking to?
Right.
So, I'm going to Grant Cardone. Yeah, I'm going for knowledge and all that. But guess what? I'm going to be in a room of a whole bunch of people who are business-minded, entrepreneurial-minded.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm going to eat them for breakfast. Everybody, let me in there. I know.
Dang.
I built my whole business cold market, so just cold. Cold market is my favorite. So you guys should learn how to do cold market. It's how you will multiply your team fast.
Yeah. I guess it's more like getting out of comfort zone. It's more like I still get nervous, in a sense, talking to people.
That's why you gotta read.
Yeah.
You just haven't done it enough.
Yeah, I haven't done enough. It's repetition.
I haven't done it enough. Watch what I did on my RVP promotion. You see.
RVP promotion?
Yes. You can see it. You guys are watching. And you see what I did when I was your guys' age.
How old are you when you got promoted?
No, when I got promoted, I was like 29.
So,
but
what was your
Daniel Dimitri, Daniel. Just put RVP Daniel.
RVP Daniel.
Did it pop up, Dimitrov?
Daniel Islam? Nope. Daniel, yeah.
7 minutes, 11 minutes long.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that one. But don't watch it now when I'm here because I get embarrassed. So, but you can see on there what I did, my level of commitment to learn how to make this business work, because I only lived in America 7 years when I got started. I had no business contacts, I had no credibility, I had no family here, just my mom, my dad, and my brother. We all lived in one house. No other family, nobody. And I was like, I don't care. None of my friends joined me. You know, it took me 15 months to be ETT.
Wow.
15 months?
15 months to be ETT.
And I felt bad.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Right.
A lot of people start fast.
Yeah.
But they never finish. You gotta learn how to finish what you start. Yes. Easy to start. If people start workout programs, diets, relationships, but they never finish. So you gotta learn how to finish. That's what champions do, they finish. So, are you committed to finishing? Finish. However long it takes.
Yeah.
However long it takes. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Are you committed to finishing?
Yeah. No one will laugh at you once you get to the end goal.
Hmm?
I said no one will laugh at you once you just like say you're...
No, you will laugh at them.
Yeah, you don't.
No, you'll never.
Like, oh, are you still doing network marketing? Are you still working?
Because I am.
They're like, are you doing network marketing? Yes. My network is so big. It works so hard that I don't have to. Tell me about your job again.
Is it the same one from 20 years ago?
They're like, people ask me, like, but does that thing still work? I was like, when you turn on your phone, does that work?
Yeah.
When you flip on the switch, does that turn on? Does that work?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you going to be Monday morning at 8 o'clock at work? And I'm like, and I don't. That's how it works. Everything works. Then I don't.
Safe, baby. All right, so, dude, whenever I get to your level, I want to say that. I said, when I get to your level, I want to say it to people.
Whenever we get to his level, yeah, we're going to be able to share with
you. I've been chilling for the last 4 years. Like, I've had an amazing life. Like, I've done very little work as an RVP the last 4 years.
Sacrifice now so you can do
so
it
you
first.
Can chill.
Later.
This year, I went to the National in San Jose, but I was there for like over a week. I went to like hanging out with my friends. I went to the beach. Like in San Francisco, just having fun. Before that, I flew straight from Europe, actually. I was in Europe for 2 months, like May and like a whole bunch of June. Like I literally flew into Chicago only for 12 hours. I landed, packed my bags, and I went straight to California.
Just
what?
And I was on vacation for a month and a half before that.
Just chilling? or just booting AC into, or just chilling?
No, I'm building all ACM. Nah, somebody else could do that. I want to be on the beach with my dad and my brother and my little nephew. He's 2.
You don't got kids?
Nope.
Man,
you know,
You got a girl?
Oh, nope. Yeah.
You're living the life.
I gotta teach my nephew some bad things because I'm the uncle.
Yes. I got a nephew. Birdie got into school.
So, yeah, I mean, I had a lot. but you know what I did? I had some people on my team. I told them, hey, if you guys hit your goal and hit TC by a certain time, a lady and a husband, I said, I'll pay for you guys to come to Europe for me with me to 10 days.
And they got money.
Yeah, Mexican lady and Puerto Rican guy. They came, they had the time of their life. We had like going all over, having fun.
Nice.
Like amazing, amazing, amazing. So that's what I do, man. So every year, so now I'm actually thinking to go back October, end of October, maybe early November, go back again for like 2 weeks just to hang out and see my family again.
Where?
So, in Bulgaria. Yeah. Go back to Europe.
Oh, so your parents still living in Bulgaria now?
Well, my mom is 6 months there and 6 months here. She's on vacation now for 6 months, so she'll be back by Thanksgiving.
Oh, so both your parents like on vacation?
Well, my dad lives there permanently.
Oh.
But my mom goes back and forth.
How many states have you visited?
Oh, 50.
You can take a count on more.
Oh,
what's the worst? What's the worst state you ever been to?
What's the worst state I've ever been to? I don't know. It's all beautiful, man.
I mean, whenever you don't have problems,
it's all beautiful. You know, it's all beautiful. Mindset, your mindset, like your gratitude, how you live, how you look at things, situations, right? It's all your mindset.
Yeah.
Mindset. Because every day we should be working on our attitude. Every day we should be working on a better attitude, better attitude, better attitude. You guys got a better attitude. Like, how long does it affect you when somebody rejects you? Does it affect you for, before I used to get, like when I got rejected, I wouldn't talk to anybody else for a month because I was so depressed. I was like, oh, it doesn't work, it's not for me, I suck, I said this, I said wrong, and I'm like analyzing the conversation with that brown apple for like a month. I'm like, what if I would have said this? Maybe they would have said yes, and what if I said this? Like all this stuff. Nah, I just don't think about it. You just gotta learn how to be like a machine. No feelings. No feelings about your business.
Don't be a drink.
Don't see the people.
Next.
Don't see the people's face. Doesn't matter their face.
Next.
Yeah. So here's the reality of network marketing, guys.
Next.
Everybody's gonna quit. Everybody's gonna quit. The only question is when.
Have you quit?
Have I quit?
Yeah.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, I was like,
what I'm saying is, everybody's gonna quit. If you think about it, some are gonna quit in a week, some are gonna quit in a month, some are gonna quit at TC, some are gonna quit in a year, some are gonna quit at RD, some are gonna quit at RVP, some are gonna quit at SVP. Some are gonna die. Can't do anything if you die.
Right.
Guys, I just talked to the guy, the RD. He said two people on my team died. They didn't make it to the event.
Fuck.
Oh shit, bro. Yeah.
Two separate cases, two totally different things. One guy stung by a bee, didn't know he was allergic. Died.
Damn.
Fuck, bro.
Wasn't planning on quitting. So everybody's quitting. Nobody's forever, right? We our life is not, we don't own our life. We're renting it while we're on the planet.
Right.
You're renting your life. What do you own? My car? I don't own it. Even if my car outlasts my life, can I take it with me? My house, can I take it with me? Your bank account, can you take it with you? Your husband and wife, oh, this is my girl. You don't own Jack. You're not even the same person that you are in 60, 90 days if you're reading books and you're changing who you are. You're not even the same person. So Bruce Lee said, he said, if you can't even own yourself because you're constantly growing and changing, how can you own somebody else? Some people are like, oh, that's my guru, that's my husband. For life, how you know that? They love you now, don't mean they love you forever.
Yeah.
Things change. So people are like, so you're owning. It's all rented.
Only thing you're taking is your money.
Yeah, run that PBR out of it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The only thing that you're taking is your mind, so you should just work it strong.
Most important thing is enjoy the journey.
I actually highly would recommend that.
So many people get caught up in
that for my work.
Oh, I'm not a TCU. How come he's TCU? I'm not TCU. How come he's this? How come I'm not that? How come this? How come that? Like, how come I don't have this? How come am I something? Enjoy the journey.
Right.
If you enjoy the journey and you remember, what is the thing that you're working on in ACN? The most valuable thing that you're working on in ACN is yourself. Everything that's happening in this business is to make you a better person, stronger person, to have more confidence, more conviction, to have more love and less hate in your heart, to tolerate people, to learn how to have patience, to learn how to connect your soul with another person's soul, how to move somebody's life, how to breathe life to somebody whose dream is dead.
How to step in someone else's shoes.
So it's relating.
Yeah.
So that's the project.
Yep.
90% of ACN is relating, relationships, right? So how do you establish and build powerful relationships? Human equity and relationship value.
What is equity? What is that?
Human equity is people are more valuable than things. People are more valuable than positions. People are more valuable than a check. Human equity. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, what would you rather have? We give you $1 million or sign up Oprah in your team?
Yeah.
Right? That's human equity. She has so much equity with the rest of the world, whatever she does, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, she literally.
So, right? Relationship value. Mm. The relationship with Oprah is worth more than $1 million.
This conversation is worth more than $1 million.
I'll send you my address for your next residual. Send it there. So, anyway, it's beyond reps and customers. Mm. Once you learn to master yourself and work on yourself, and it's not about what you're saying as much as it is who you're being while you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
If you work on your being, it'll take care of everything else. So, you guys are up, you guys are excited, you guys are fired up, but I'm giving you guys some, okay? So this is like, after midnight training, this is like real shit, not bullshit that you hear from the stage, right?
Yeah.
So that's like Disneyland. Right? You're giving you Disneyland at the convention.
Yeah.
But can we agree that when you go to Disneyland, you see like Mickey Mouse, right? You see Minnie Mouse, and you see all those people, and you see all those rides, and you see all this stuff, and you see the princess, and she's taking pictures of everybody. But can we agree? She don't really look like that. She got makeup on.
Yeah.
She has a dress on. Like, how do these people look outside of their costumes? Like, how do the rides look? How do, you know, everything behind the scenes looks?
Yeah.
Right? So that is what I'm giving you. Like, they're giving you what it all, the fantasy. Mm-hmm. That's the fantasy at the National. I'm giving you the real stuff that they're not going to give you.
Yeah.
Right? Because they want you to just...
They want to picture, I guess, what ASIN is supposed to look like, I guess.
Right.
And then,
but, I mean, you see Michael Jordan, like, flying through the air and dunking a basketball, and you're like, but you don't see that for like 5 years he was like working his ass off, doing squats, leg raises, calf raises, all kinds of stuff to get to the position where he can fly.
behind the scenes, basically.
So behind the scenes.
What you're saying.
They don't show you that.
So ACN, like, the convention is just a hype. What you're showing us right now, that's the real deal. That's what we should be focused on. Not just being hyped up.
Because being hyped up is just being motivated.
Yeah.
But if you motivate an idiot, what do you have? Motivated idiot.
Yeah.
Right. So, what ACN is going to do, they're going to motivate you, they'll inspire you and tell you how simple it is. And of course, they're going to tell you about the greatest success stories, right? They're not going to tell you about the other people who are struggling. There's a lot of people struggling, just like there's a lot of people having success. But they're going to tell you, what about you people who are struggling?
Yeah.
Go home and struggle for a couple of years and keep coming to events and spend more money on ACN than you're actually making.
Yep.
Have a good day. Nobody's going to come back to the next event.
Yeah.
Right? But it's about, you know, taking the stories and, more importantly, forget the story. Ask yourself, how did they get there? Like, people get caught up on the story. No, how did they get there? Like, people want to know, like, oh, I want to do what you do. Oh, RVP, I'm going to be RVP in 12 minutes. I want to do what you do. And my answer is, first of all, you can't do what I do because you're not mentally ready to do what I do.
Right.
So a better question for you to ask me is, do you want to do what I did so you can do what I do? And most people aren't willing to ask, what did you do so you can do what you do?
Right. So what did you do?
It's in my RVP promotion.
Nice.
You need to watch it.
Look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Logbooks.
I did whatever it takes.
Didn't matter what it takes, man.
No matter what attitude.
Do you know about Amway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, look into it? Or, like, was it just like a breeze? Heard about it?
No, I actually read books about some of the top money earners in Amway. I know their system, I know their products, I know everything. See, you want to study three things. You want to be successful in this industry. First,
ACN?
You got to study leadership.
Right.
That's what ACN is about. Second, you got to study the industry of network marketing. It's a growing industry. You should know what Amway is about, what Herbalife is about, what XYZ. There's 50 companies I can name right now. That's not, but you need to, not to join them, not to go buy their shit, but to know what they're about. So when somebody comes to you and they're like, yeah, I saw this business. It's called WFG. And you're like, what the hell is that? Like, I don't know, ACN. Yeah, but this happens. Like, you don't have an educated conversation with them. So I'm not saying you have to go study the whole company, but they have the concept now. So now when somebody comes to you, you're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Let me tell you the difference.
Mm.
So you gotta study leadership. You gotta study
network
marketing.
Network marketing.
And lastly, you gotta become a student of ACN. So you know how to help to make money in ACN. How the compensation plan works, services, what to do, what not to do. If you focus on leadership, the network marketing industry, and learning from as many people as possible and study the company and your compensation plan and how it all works, you're set. Those are the things you need to study. So Amway, man, I've been approached by every company under the sun the last 16 years. Guess what? I haven't done any of them because I don't want to do network marketing, like, and go to another company and go do all that. It's a waste of time. ACN is the best company, they have the best compensation plan. Like, and I tell people in my presentation, I'm like, ACN is my first network marketing company, and it's gonna be my last network marketing company.
Yep.
So, there's no quit in me. I'm here for life. So, why would I go start over somewhere else?
That's true.
Oh, but they have this, and they have a car program. Yeah, I have a car program too. I went to the dealership and I took a cash and I bought my Mercedes AMG. I have a car program. Except it's mine and it's not leased. Like, the shit they're gonna give you.
program you want, I got it. So,
yeah, right.
Study those.
Yeah.
And don't look left and right. Biggest mistake, oh, should I invest in Bitcoin? Oh, it's Ripple. I gotta put money in Ethereum. I gotta invest. I gotta diversify. Come on.
You're gonna do something.
Come on. Focus.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money. And when you have so much money, you don't know what to do with it, go put it in a whole bunch of things. But until then, focus. Until you're making 100 grand a year in ACM, don't look at nothing else. Don't look at nothing else. Don't look at another company. Don't look at a job. Don't look at investments. Don't worry about it. Learn how to make 100 grand a year. Until you make 100 grand a year, you don't really have money to invest. Like, what are you going to invest? $100 in Bitcoin? What are you going to own? 1,000th of a Bitcoin?
Of a Bitcoin.
You can't even buy a whole Bitcoin. What do you have? I have Bitcoin. How many? 1,000th of one Bitcoin. All these dumbass people I see now. What do you? I'm an investor. Really? What do you do? Real estate. Like, I know, like this kid came out of high school like the real estate. Like, okay, what do you do in real estate? I am in a company that educates people on investing in real estate. And I'm like, do you buy real estate? No. You sell real estate? No. You own real estate? No. So what are you doing in real estate?
I'm an investor.
I'm
an
investor. So they know.
What do you own? I invested money in crypto.
Okay. Great.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, I invested in Starbucks. I bought a coffee this morning. $5. Invested. People are, especially young people,
yeah.
They come up with some stupid ass shit. I'm like, you guys are talking some stupid stuff. Like, don't talk to me about stuff like that. Like, oh, I'm an investor. I'm this, I'm that. Like, oh, what's the other one? I'm a currency trader.
Currency trader?
Oh yeah, like you're doing Forex, like it's a network marketing company, you're buying, selling currency online, which you're not even doing, like somebody else is, and you're doing it with like $100, like you're a currency trader, like, really? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm the janitor. Call me the janitor and give me $1 million a year, okay? People caught up in titles. Screw the titles.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Screw the titles. I don't mean nothing. Call me the janitor and give me $1 million. Who's that guy? He's just a janitor. But he's a real janitor.
Who is it? Hey.
Who's that guy? He's ETT. But his front line is Debbie Davis.
Yeah.
Now you're rich.
Yeah.
Right? Now you're rich. So, doesn't matter, guys. Work on getting paid, master the system, study, leadership, network marketing, ACN, work on yourself, you'll be good, the rest doesn't matter.
So it's focused on ACN, building your character by reading books,
mm-hmm.
Like that's what you did, like, how many books have you read, like a lot, like, too much count?
I have boxes and boxes and boxes. I read so much books. I hated reading, but in ACN, man, I read like crazy. So every time I go to Europe vacation, I'm always bringing like 2-3 books with me, and I'm always like reading, building my mind. Just because I'm physically on vacation doesn't mean my mind and building myself should go on vacation. Just like when I go back there, I also work out. So I'm not like people are like, oh, I'm on vacation, so I'm not gonna work out. I don't work out because I'm working or because I'm on vacation. I work out because it's who I am. So you need to identify who are you,
yeah.
What do you stand for?
You
stand for? Vacation doesn't matter, right? The residual income, if you have a lot of residual and you're a piece of shit, you're gonna be a piece of shit with a lot of residual. If you're a great person, you'll be a great person with a lot of residual. If you're a fat person without residual, you'll be a fat person with
of
residual.
Facts.
So it's
who
how
are
you live
you?
Your life and make your and design it with ACN. Easy.
Yeah, so keynotes is we're just renting life right now. said, like, yeah.
Well, you should be in a hurry to get to your goals and dreams. The faster you get to your goals and dreams, the longer you have to live them. If you retire at 65, you die at 70, what the fuck? You lived all that life, worked 40 years to live 5 years free, but you work 40 and you die? You get to RVP yesterday so you can enjoy life.
Yeah.
Right? That's the person that wins is the person that has that urgency.
Yeah.
That's what the urgency is for. So you can get to the life that you want. Because I want you guys, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, I love ACM for the life it provides. I don't give a shit about iPhones or Androids or Flash or home security or gas and electricity. I don't love it. Right? I don't love doing home meetings. Right? But I love retiring my parents. I love waking up every day at the crack of lunch. I love being able to go on vacation for 2 weeks and stay gone for 2 months. So fall in love with your goals and dreams, and ACN is just the vehicle to get there. Mm. That's the urgency, it's not ACN, not a position. It's your goals and dreams, that's the urgency. Fall in love with that, and the rest is just what you gotta do to get there. If I go, you gotta love what you do. Screw that. Love what you do. You don't have to love it. You just have to do the work so you can get to what you need to do. Right? If I said, listen, guys, I have a new business model. But in 6 months, you have to do it with me. You get to live your goals and dreams, retire your parents, everything you want in 6 months is going to happen for you. Here's how it works. We're going to work 12 hours a day, and we're going to pick up bird crap with our hands.
Would you do it?
For 6 months. To pick up bird crap 12 hours a day, you're a millionaire after. You're gonna love picking up bird crap? No. But do you like the result? Yes.
The result.
So who cares? Right? Doesn't matter. Okay, I'm gonna go get
some. Thank you. So, you guys, what was your name?
Darius.
What is it?
Darius.
From Houston. Daniel.
And I'm actually from Dallas.
Dallas. Awesome guys.
Chelsea.
Awesome.
Oscar.
I like your rosary. You like that? Rosary. Oh.
Is it rosary?